Welcome back to the Political Cesspool. To get on the show, call toll-free at 1-800-313-9443. And now here's your host at the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
Welcome back to the show. Top of the second hour tonight. Don't forget, still forthcoming tonight. In just a couple of minutes, our good friend Peter Gemma is going to be on a little later on in the show. Edgar Steele. So still a lot of fun to be had during tonight's live installment of the Political Cesspool radio program. But Bill, if there's one bit of good news that came from the Obama inauguration, well, I guess it's twofold. There's been one study that said overnight Obama has magically corrected the wide gap between white and black test scores. They said a day before the inauguration, blacks were still scoring 20 points lower than whites, and the day after, it was a dead heat. I mean, can you believe it? It's a miracle.
I understand.
But you know, they, it was a Jew, a Korean, and someone else who administered the this experimental test. But I mean, what a miracle! He is magical.
Oh, and let's not forget the two fine Jewish researchers who are now seeking a scientific cure for racism.
They're working on it.
They're working on a scientific cure based on familiarity photographs, and I actually went to the website. I don't have it in front of me here, but there's a website that was set up that shows some of the photographs and some of the materials that were used for these tests. And, of course, the first photograph is of a black man who looks like he is having a mugshot after a rape arrest. And then the other two are quite clearly altered photographs to make this person appear more friendly. You know, one has big doe eyes like some little pet you might have. And then, you know, another one made to look more Caucasian. So, you know, this is manipulation of our thinking process, manipulation of our, you know, natural inclinations and instincts to try to cure, in fact, was a natural response among people of all races, and that is to be more comfortable with people of our own kind. And this is true of people of all races. So, but, of course, the people who need the cure are white people.
Well, he's magic. I mean, it's going to be
of course,
cured.
The lame walk. You know, the lame can walk now, and leprosy has been cured, and everywhere he touched, you know, AIDS and venereal diseases were magically cured. So is it any wonder that, of course, IQ scores magically jump 20 points in one day? Of course not.
I just hope when they start curing curing our diseases that they come for you before they do me. Age before beauty and such. But another thing that's happened, Bill, is that he instantly, in addition to bringing up their IQ and test scores overnight, he's also brought up the entire black underclass. They've all cleaned up their act, even the rappers. Did you see? Well, maybe not. Did you see the rap that was performed at one of Obama's inaugural balls? I'm going to read it to you. And here we go. I want to thank two people. I want to thank the mother blankety blank who threw two shoes at George Bush, and I want to thank the mother blankety blank who help them move their blankety-blank out of the White House. Keep it moving, blankety-blank, because my president is a mother blankety-blank, black blankety-blank. No more white lies. My president is blankety-blank. This was in one of Obama's inaugural balls that was attended by a collection of movie stars, elected officials, and various entertainers. I mean, yeah, nothing's changed. Nothing's changed.
Well, that's in the same glorious artistic tradition of Maya Angelou and Toni Morrison. You know, it's keeping the standard up. But, you know,
I got 10 seconds, Bill.
I was talking about diseases, and, you know, the one disease apparently Obama hasn't cured is blindness, which appears to be epidemic in the country right now, that people have gone completely blind.
All right, well, we'll pick it up with that. Maybe Peter Gemma can figure it out when we return.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. how to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power. Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Welcome back to the Political Cesspool. To get on the show, call toll-free at 1-800-313-9443. And now here's your host of the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
All right, welcome back to the show. It's going by way too fast tonight. We haven't been able to work in half as much as I wanted to, but we've got some great callers. I know we still have about a half a dozen callers waiting on the line patiently. We're going to get to you in just a moment. Just bear with us a little while longer while I introduce our first guest for the evening, a very good friend of mine, Peter Gemma. He's an award-winning freelance writer who has penned more than 100 commentaries for USA Today. He's a marketing, public relations, and fundraising counsel to several political campaigns, nonprofit organizations, and professional associations. I met Peter when he served as a senior staff member on the Buchanan campaign, and of course he was the editor of the book Shots Fired, Sam Francis on America's Culture War. Peter, how are you tonight?
I'm good. Thanks for having me back.
It's always good to have you. It seems as though a few things have changed since you were last with us on the first Saturday after the elections. Along those lines, Peter, I guess I got to ask you real quick and do a quick recap. There were still a couple of outstanding races that hadn't yet been called back then, one in Minnesota and one in Georgia. How did they end up, just in case anybody missed it?
Well, the Georgia race was a runoff, and the Republican incumbent did win. Better that he won than, of course, the Democrat, I suppose, but that's in the smaller context and the larger perspective, he's not a conservative who will make much of a difference on cutting-edge issues. The Minnesota race is still in court, still being counted and recounted, the Republican liberal versus the Democrat leftist, and The Republican, curiously enough, Norma Coleman, while this race is still being decided, took a job with an organization that is promoting Jewish monies for Republican causes. So he is working for the Jewish lobby while I think he's going to have a job one way or the other.
Yeah, so we can't cry over his defeat, although you sure don't want Al Franken in there, but...
Well, both of them are a joke, but for different reasons.
No, they are. And that's exactly the point I was going to get at next. It's almost comical. It's almost as if this is all just a big caricature and we're living through it. But, yeah, you know, we're going to take a time out briefly during the first hour. Bill and I were lamenting the Obama inauguration. You're on to talk about the American collusion with Israel. But before we get to that, I got to talk to you about something far more serious. And that's your trip to Epcot. How'd you like it?
It was wonderful. My secret is out. yes, actually, I had been to Disney, but I had not been to Epcot. So this time I went, and my kids loved it, and I loved it, and I may just go back.
Did you have a favorite ride?
Do you get paid by Disney to promote this?
Well, after the postcard you sent me, I had to bring it up. I guess I outed both of us tonight, but as everyone knows, I go down to Disney World far too often. But Peter was down there in my favorite haunt, and I just had to bring it up for the national audience tonight. But anyway, Peter, okay, back to more important matters, if there is such a thing. You are on tonight, quite seriously, to spotlight an immediate issue of policy concern. Obviously, the volatility of the Middle East hasn't been suppressed because of the Messiah's election. What's going on over there?
Well, I wish we had 4 or 5 hours to touch on the highlights of the whole context of the Middle East situation and Jewish influence in American politics. So we're just going to touch barely on some of the highlights. In terms of the history of the Middle East conflicts, and why there are so many extremists there, I think the one thing to keep in mind is this goes all the way back to the Crusades. If you can imagine what the Holocaust is to Jews, then the Crusades are to Arabs. They have never forgotten it. It is ingrained in their culture. It is something that they view the world through. It's a prism that they view the world through. So given that, they believe that they are in a culture war, that American influences have distorted their way of life, and they are in a military war, that every war that they've been involved in with Israel or elsewhere, the bombs, the rockets, the military knowledge and training has all come from the Americans. So when their children are killed, when their people are killed, it's with American bullets. So that is not to offset or to explain their terrorism or their extremism, but it's to try to put things in context. And we will, from there, jump into, if we have time, current politics. I wanted to just put that as background, unless we're... is this segment too short, or are we going to wait?
We've got about 8 more minutes left in this segment, so there's plenty of time for you to chase any rabbit you'd like. But I want to ask you this quick question,
sure,
just to get your expert opinion, because you are certainly an expert on this and many other issues. But can we expect any sort of favorable reversal with regards to, basically the Israeli control of Capitol Hill now that Obama's in office? Will there be any change at all?
Well, you've always heard me say change happens on the margin. It's the slightest little tweak can often put a new road on a different in a different direction. If there is a change, it could come in the Obama administration only because they are less likely to drop bombs on people around the world. So they may be more hesitant. They may, in getting involved militarily, they may be more aggressive in trying to find some other way to handle Middle East politics on an even-handed basis. They may hand off some of the responsibility of what's going on in the Middle East to Arab organizations, United Nations groups, or whatever. So there is a sliver of light out there, nothing that we can really hold on to with any hope. But it would be certainly, it is certainly, most certainly, a better situation than if we had John McCain in the White House.
All right, that being said, what else do you think we should talk about right now?
We should bring up AIPAC, A-I-P-A-C, it's the American-Israel Public Affairs Council. They are the strongest of the network of Zionist organizations in America that are coordinating monies and influence over American politics and public policy. You know, in their annual conference this year in Washington, they had 7,000 people and 300 members of Congress attended. That wasn't on the front page of the news anywhere that I could find. They are enormously powerful. There was a book a couple of years ago, actually some years ago, 1994, J.J. Goldberg's book called Jewish Power. He estimated that 45% of Democratic funds and 25% of the Republican monies came from Jewish sources. Then Richard Cohen, a Jewish columnist for the Washington Post in 2006, said, no, those numbers are old. The new numbers are 60% of the monies that go to the Democratic Party come from Jewish sources and 35% for the Republicans. So we have a very powerful organization raising money and which has an incredible clout in Washington. One other small quote, and then we'll open it up for questions or you can fire away. A few years ago, the head of AIPAC, we have a transcript of a telephone conversation he's having with somebody. And he talks about meeting with Jim Baker, then Secretary of State. And this is his exact words. I can't believe all of our friends AIPAC, I can't believe all of our friends in AIPAC that are in trouble because there's an anti-incumbency mood. He's talking about elections. And foreign aid has not been popular. You know what I got? I met with Jim Baker, and I cut a deal with him. I got, besides $3 billion, I got $700 million in military drawdown, $200 million, and he goes down this list. And it's a laundry list. I'm trying to find the actual bottom line here. But the laundry list comes to, it comes up to $10 billion in loan guarantees, in addition to the $3 billion they normally get for military operations, in addition to these little toys of $10 million here and $30 million there. They have an enormous clout in this country to raise money, get money, and use money. And for that, we are all in trouble.
It's absolute madness, and I don't guess anything's changed since Tuesday with on that front. But Bill Rowland, you want to say hello to Peter? Chime in here.
Hey, Pete. Bill here.
How are you, Bill? Good to hear from you.
I'm going to go a little off track here and ask you a question.
And we got about a minute before break, Bill, and then we're going to obviously pick it back up, but take it away.
Here's my question. How is it, I would like some explanation as to why a state like Minnesota, made up mostly of German and Scandinavian people, continually and repeatedly vote liberal Jews into the Senate and the Congress? Do you have any explanation for that? Because I find it baffling.
Well,
why they would pick people so different from themselves to represent them in Washington.
And we got 30 seconds to break, Peter.
All I'll say is there's a lot of power in the Jewish community there, and you could pick several states that might be true as well. For some reason, things have settled into the Jewish community, political things have settled in the Jewish community very well in Minnesota.
That being said, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to continue our conversation with Peter Gemma about the Israel War Lobby when the Political Cesspool Radio program continues tonight on the Republic Broadcasting Network right after this.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
Here's
Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
And now, let's return to the Political Cesspool with your host, James Edwards.
All right, and welcome back, everyone, to tonight's installment of the Political Cesspool as we continue on with the topic of Israel's war lobby with Peter Gemma. And, Bill, I know you had some questions.
Yes, Peter, we had mentioned during the break sort of the chain of command, let's say, that of Jewish, influential Jewish people in the Obama administration and, in fact, during his campaign, starting with David Axelrod. I mean, it seems like the influence there was pretty strong from the very start of his campaign.
Well, David Axelrod, you remember, was a Chicago-based political operative, pretty sharp guy who makes and breaks people in Illinois. He found Barack Obama and brought him up through the ranks of the political world really quickly. I guess he just saw in Obama a kid going places real fast, and he wanted to make sure that train ran a straight line. He managed him all through his state Senate, U.S. Senate, and now presidential races. And now that he's in the White House, the first person that Barack Obama employed as his chief of staff is former Congressman Rahm Emanuel from Illinois. Now, Emanuel used to be Bill Clinton's domestic policy advisor, but curiously, he comes from an interesting family. His dad Benjamin Emanuel was part of the Ergun gang back in the days that Israel was formed in 1946. And the Ergun gang was called a terrorist organization by Winston Churchill, the New York Times, etc. And that's the group that bombed the King David Hotel,
right,
where all the civilians died. That was in the name of peace and prosperity for Israel. So he comes from an interesting lineage, and there's a great deal of influence from the Jewish lobby on Obama. My only hope is, when I mentioned before that we had some measure of hope in this whole Obama thing, was that the extraordinary influence of left-wingers in that White House administration, the left being, let's not bomb people, let's find a peaceful avenue. And if that's the case, then, and it's applied uniformly to the Middle East as well as the rest of the world, then perhaps we'll stop sending military aid and encouraging Israel to drop bombs.
Well, the only problem is that the left doesn't want any bombings as long as the right is in power in the government. They don't have any problem with bombings as long as they're at the controls of the bombers.
That's right.
They have an amazing conversion once they're in power, and they don't mind using force at all under those circumstances. We saw what Janet Reno was capable of in the Clinton administration against American citizens.
That's right.
So I don't really think that their hearts are in it in the peace movement once they're in control. But in regards to the Middle East, don't you see with Rahm Emanuel and his background in particular, that the policies will pretty much continue so far as Israel is concerned, and possibly the only difference might be some reduction of troops in Iraq and maybe some sort of establishment of at least a peaceful status quo in Afghanistan. But do you think that
the situation
with regards to Iran will continue to be hostile?
I think there are two good two interesting, anyway, developments. One is that the Israelis aggressively went into Gaza, just bombed the hell out of them, and they stopped just before Barack Obama became president. They were given the green light by the Bush administration, by the neocons, to go at it, because they knew that come the new administration, maybe things would be slightly different. Maybe they couldn't push their way around, at least not right away. The second ray of hope might be in the fact that the Obama people don't want a confrontation with Iran. Israel does. And so there may be some small counterbalance. Again, I don't want to overplay that and say we've been saved from the neocons, but I think the neocons have a little bit less influence. Despite Rahm Emanuel and others being there surrounding Obama, I think there are gaps in the circle around the president that there weren't any gaps around George Bush.
Well, don't you think, though, that apparently, and getting back into Israel for a minute, that apparently there's going to be a regime change in Israel before too very long, with Benny Netanyahu returning to the center stage and Olmert going out? And don't you think it's just possible that this may have been a face-saving device by Olmert to ingratiate himself to Obama, at least technically doing something to appear to be peaceful? But in fact, we know that if Benny Netanyahu comes in, things are not going to lighten up in Gaza.
We got about 10 seconds to break, Peter.
I don't know if we have a safe bet with Netanyahu coming back. I'm not sure that's going to happen, but we can talk about that on the other side.
We will be back on the other side right after these words from our sponsors. Don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. James Edwards, Bill Rowland, and our featured guest, Peter Gemma, will be back right after these words from our sponsors.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Welcome back to the Political Cesspool. To get on the show, call toll-free at 1-800-313-9443. And now here's your host of the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
I miss you, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to go back to the phones in just a moment. Thanks to everyone who continues to call in tonight. But first, let's continue on with Peter Gemma, our first guest for the evening. Peter, of course, is a prolific writer and has been a political consultant for a number of years and also one hell of a commentator, as you can see every time he appears on this program. But Peter, I want to ask you a question that's related to the topic at hand. What is the state of Christian Zionism now as we head into the new year with the new president? And, of course, when I talk about Christian Zionism, people who immediately come to mind, people like Pat Robertson and the late Jerry Falwell. What role do these guys play right now?
Well, it's a phenomenal business. You know, Sarah Palin and Ted Hagee from Texas and former congressman, majority leader from Texas, blanking out there. Anyway, they're all kinds of very powerful people, Newt Gingrich, who all believe that their life's calling is to protect and promote the state of Israel because they are the anointed people. They are some kind of special people, according to their interpretation of Scripture. There are others who interpret Scripture as saying that they were the anointed until they rejected Christ. But that's a theological debate you can have later. But it's a powerful business in politics and in religion. Ted Hagee, the minister from Texas, has an enormous television following and rallies. prayer breakfast for Israel, and he raises a great deal of money. The Israelis have their best friend in this country are those Christians who believe that Israel comes first, that Jews are special people created by God. And they rely on them. They sometimes use them. They raise money. They put a kind face on the Zionist lobby. They help recruit politicians. The guy I was thinking from Texas, by the way, former Congressman Tom DeLay, when he left Congress, very powerful man, he said he was devoting the rest of his life for the sake and safety of Israel.
And it's such a perversion, in my opinion. I mean, this is a Christian radio program, and in so much as all of the hosting staff are Bible-believing Christians. But this phenomenon of Christian Zionism seems to be an absolute oxymoron, and a dangerous one at that. But it is quite prevalent. Anyone who claims to be a Christian today that is in government is almost certainly a Christian Zionist. And it's dangerous, Peter. It's dangerous to see how they've subverted the faith of this once great country.
Well, while evangelical Christians, the missionary activities of evangelicals have been key to the faith and taking the Word of God around the world, and we have taken so much of that in recent years and devoted it to the secular state of Israel. Israel is not a religious state. They have very tough rules on who can practice what religion there. Christians are not allowed to build churches, to worship freely, and yet Christians in this country are diverting monies that should be promoting the Word of God around the world into this secular state of Israel.
Did the Christian Zionists still have a seat at Obama's secular table?
Well, no, they less so. Now, of course, you had guy who gave the invocation there from California, Rick Warren. He's a Christian Zionist, but you know he doesn't preach it as loud as some of the others. I think that whole crowd, the Christian Zionists, I would say 80% of them are Republicans. So they're going to follow John McCain and Sarah Palin and the mainstream of the Republican Party, Mitt Romney, and certainly Mike Huckabee, major Christian Zionist there. They're going to watch Fox News, and those people don't have a great deal of influence to the White House. Again, a small sliver of hope, a small sliver of difference between if John McCain and the establishment Republicans had taken office and the left-wing Obama administration.
All right, that being said, I want to refocus our glare or our gaze back to the state of Israel itself. And as I mentioned, this is a Christian program whose, I guess, primary interest would be the well-being and safeguarding of European-American interests. I don't want it to come across as if we're arbitrarily pro-Arab, but I guess there is some truth to the old adage that the enemy of our enemy is our friend. I want to refocus a little bit, Peter, on the particular atrocities going on over there against the Gazans. I mean, it is just about as brutal as you could imagine, is it not?
Oh, it is. You know, the Israeli military strategy is essentially to destroy the infrastructure and the impose the severest penalties on civilians that they can. The invasion of Lebanon, which is the fifth time they did that over the years, in 2006, they pounded away at, they called it military targets, but water and electricity and the stuff that makes a country run, so that Lebanon will be for 10 or 15 or 20 years coming back to where they started from. They're doing the same thing in Gaza. There is no electricity. There is no water. There's no place to flee. They bombed a cage full of 1.5 million people with 100,000 rockets. They have fired 100,000 rockets on an area smaller than the state of Rhode Island. Those people have no place to flee. They have no place to go. They dropped leaflets and said, please run, we're going to drop our rockets. They had no place to run to. They lost 1,300 officially dead, and the Israelis lost 13. Hamas has been firing these crude rockets into Israel, a few hundred rockets. I think at the count is something like 900 rockets, and they've killed a half dozen people.
You know, someone told me that the death toll on the Israeli side was 6, and I thought that had to be some sort of a gross...
No, they invaded Gaza because six people had been killed.
Well, that'll teach them, right, Bill, for throwing those dirt clods at those Abrams tanks.
I'll mention one thing about Lebanon. The reason that Lebanon has never been allowed to recover from the turmoil there is because, of course, Lebanon was the chief competitor with Israel economically in that region for years.
Absolutely.
You know, Lebanon prospered, had banking, had commerce of many different kinds. It was sort of the Switzerland of the Middle East, and
exactly
was a gateway
right.
for money into the Middle East that went around Israel. And so Israel keeps Lebanon in a state of turmoil and chaos simply to keep the competitors out of the neighborhood.
Absolutely. Lebanon has a long history of European ties. Beirut was called the Paris of the East, and so there was a strong economic power there and with a lot of potential, and they've been bombed back 15 or 20 years. Gaza, if the Palestinians do ever get their own country, they're going to inherit a bombed-out shell that'll take them 20, 30, 40 years to make it livable, barely livable. And so the Israelis at some point will say, you want your own land? Here, take it.
And I think it's worth mentioning that 30 years ago, Lebanon was a Christian country for all you Christian Zionists. It was not a Muslim country.
That's right. And it still is very much mixed. It is a mixture of three predominant religions, and Christian being one of them, and the people get along just very well there. There's no competition or military problems between the three religions.
And
Palestine, before 1946, was that way, too. There's a strong Christian presence, strong Muslim presence, strong Jewish presence. The Arabs happened to control the commerce and politics there, but things were moving along just nicely. It was the Zionists in Europe after World War II, actually starting even before World War II, who decided they need to carve out a piece of land for themselves, and it was that land called Palestine that they wanted.
And you try to get into these knuckleheads at Saddleback Church to understand this. You know, it's almost beyond hopeless. And that's what's so sad. You know, we talked earlier about the institution that they're looking to destroy now is the family itself. Well, because they've already taken everything else, and that includes the church. And I really didn't foresee it falling as it did. And anyway,
well,
I digress.
Part of the whole problem that we have in America, if you will, and that is the short attention span, the black and white issues that people just say, well, it's either this or it's that, and you can't get beyond the headlines. So if they're bad guys called Arabs and good guys called Israelis, I don't need to know anything more. And if my pastor says pray for the special people of in God's word, then those are part of the good guys. I don't need to think. I don't need to read a book. I don't need to talk about the details. I don't know. I don't need to look into the policy. I just need to know that and move on to go to Starbucks.
Well, and that's the way it is, and that's something that's going to have to change. And it's not just on that issue, although it's a very important issue. It's on every issue. We are woefully ignorant on just about every issue of vital importance to our, well, to our lives. But, Peter, you mentioned books. People don't read, but you are a man of the pen, and you've got some great recommendations for those of us. I guess the average listener of the Political Cesspool radio program is a little bit more advanced than the average person you'd run into on the street, and they're readers. So you have some books that you think they might ought to check out.
Well, I hope both of you guys are sitting down, but the two on the top of my list, and where I would suggest that listeners go, is Jimmy Carter. Former President Carter was a terrible president, and he's a pretty good former president. He has just come out with a new book called We Can Have Peace in the Holy Land. His previous book on the subject was called Peace, Not Apartheid. And if you go to his cartercenter.org on the website, you can find his writings and speeches and information about these books. He is not a right-winger. He does not dislike Jews. He's a Christian, but he also sees that there is an imbalance in public policy. There has been too much on one side reported and not enough on the other, and he wants to set things more in balance. So if listeners are interested in impacting with their congressmen or with the news media and writing letters and making calls to radio talk shows, it would be terrific to say, well, former President Carter says, quoting a liberal Democrat is a whole lot easier than saying, you know, somebody of a on the right.
Pat Buchanan said.
Yeah, exactly. And then just two other books that are brand new, just came out in January. One is called Might Over Right, How Zionists Took Over Palestine. And the guy's name is Adel, A-D-E-L. S-A-F-T-Y, Safty. He's a professor from Russia, and he just traces the whole creation of the State of Israel and how it's gained so much power and influence. And the second book, which might you guys might like more, is called Dark Crusade, Christian Zionism and U.S. Foreign Policy. That's by a Washington and Lee professor who teaches at Virginia Military Institute. His name is Clifford Kirakoff, K-I-R-A-C-O-F-E. Both of those books talk exactly about what we're saying. One is how Israel was formed and how it got its power and prestige, and the other one talks about Israel's greatest partner in their crusade for power, and that's Christian Zionism.
Well, Peter, those are undoubtedly interesting books, and I've got the cheat sheet here, so I want to preempt you before you can go into this next one, because it's an interesting title written by a man who was just on this program to promote the book itself, and I'm, of course, referring to The Transparent Cabal. Tell us about that one.
Oh, that's a terrific book, because it does show how Middle East politics is very confusing. There are not good guys and bad guys. It is not black and white. The sexy stuff is in the gray matter. Israel, Iran, and America have been in different points allies of each other. It's been America and Iran versus Israel. It's been Israel and Iran versus America. It has been an interesting play of power play when it comes to specific items. You want to buy weaponry? Iran bought weapons from Israel. And America didn't want them to, so Iran and Israel cooperated. Israel and America wanted to slow down Iran's nuclear power program so that they wouldn't be able to have their free power for their electrical needs. And so there you have two against one. So the book really clarifies that no good guys and bad guys, but there's really a lot of power plays, and it involves two against one, but any two that you can imagine against one. And it's really fascinating, well documented.
Anything else, Peter? We got about 2 minutes left, and I want to be sure that I'm writing this down as we speak. I'm hoping that most of our listeners are as well. It is important to be armed with the truth, and knowledge is power, not to sound too cliche here, but it is true. I know you've got one more book on the agenda, though.
Well, actually, I'll skip the book and just say that there's a terrific website. I've been mentioning all these liberals and establishment writers. It's called conservativesforpeace.com, and I'm on the board there. It's a website for conservatives with a ton of information about neocons, about the Israeli lobby, about the whole war lobby in this country, and who makes money and why. So we cover the gambit of, you know, it's the traditional conservative view back to the founding fathers that we not meddle in foreign affairs, that we are not isolationist on one hand, but we have a great hesitancy to get involved in military alliances around the world that will just tangle our domestic affairs up. So conservativesforpeace.com is someplace that I think your listeners will enjoy searching for all kinds of information.
Folks, bookmark it, check it out. If it comes with Peter Jemma's endorsement, it's something you ought to take a look at. And you know, Peter, we're about out of time, but I want to tell you, I was just looking at my calendar from a year ago right now, and you were on with us about every other week talking about the Hillary Clinton versus Barack Obama primaries, and we'd be very lucky to have you on more frequently, and I hope you'll be back on with us sooner rather than later.
Oh, I'd love to. Thank you very much.
Have a great night, my friend. Always a pleasure to talk with you.
Same here. Take care.
Peter Jemma, everyone. We'll continue on with more Political Cesspool right after this.
Don't go away. There's plenty more of the Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Let's return to the Political Cesspool and our own bunch of rebels, the Political Cesspool guys.
So today, I'll be standing right by his side when they...
All right, everybody, welcome back to the show. Always great to have Peter Jemma on the program, and we thank him again for being with us. Coming up in just a few minutes, however, is Edgar Steele, and I am really looking forward to see what Ed has to say tonight, and you will be... Two. Again, give us a call. I know we didn't have an opportunity to work in many callers during the segment with Peter, but we'd love to hear from you now. And Ed Steele will be taking your calls as well, and he wants to hear from you. So don't disappoint Ed. I promise you that's not a good idea. So you better start dialing 1-800-313-9443. And don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, to check out our website, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Everything that we talk about on this program is documented in our blog. And I know we had a caller just a moment ago asking to find a copy of the article from the New York Times that said the last institution that needs to be desegregated is the American family. That's in our blog. Just go to thepoliticalcesspool.org and click on the blog link at the top of the homepage, and you can read all of our entries. Let's go back to the phone lines. Mishko, are you there?
Good evening, gentlemen.
How's
Great
it going?
Great show tonight, by the way.
Thank you. Thank
it.
You.
Yeah, one thing, and I'm with VORnetwork.com, and I just wanted to mention that I love what you guys are doing. The only thing that I had, I guess a little bit of a conflict with the previous guest you had on, is that people really don't talk about the Jews in terms of the history of the Jews with regards to and I don't want to get into the Bible, but the current Jews that we deal with. These are Khazars. If
right.
you look at Hollywood now, these are, if you Google up any of the Jews that run Hollywood, that are involved with politics, you'll find his parents immigrated from Bulgaria, you know, or the Ukraine, or something like that. These are Khazars. These are not the Jews that people think and assume come from the Bible. Those people really do not exist anymore.
Bill, this
frankly.
Was something, I don't mean to interrupt you, Mishko, because you're exactly right. Bill, this was something you were mentioning during one of our commercial breaks just a moment ago.
That's true. And, of course, you know, that most people don't realize that in Israel there's a very strong caste system in place that has the Ashkenazi, or as Mishko says, I guess you'd say the Khazar Jews at the top. And then just below them are the Sephardic Jews, who are the Middle Eastern Jews. These were the Jews in Palestine before 1946. And there's a great deal of conflict and a great deal of animosity that exists between these two Jewish groups. Many of the Sephardic Jews want to expel the European Jews from Israel. So there is definitely an element there. And many of the Sephardic Jews have spoken very strongly in Israel against what's going on there. So, you know, I think it's a false perception to believe that there's this unity in Israel among the Jews as to what the policies of that country should be.
Hey, Mishko and Bill, just set tight. I don't want to cut you off, Mishko. I want you to stay on with us into the next segment, but we got to go to a break, and then we're going to kick off the top of our third hour. Stay tuned, everybody. The Political Cesspool returns right after this.
Don't go away. There's still one more hour of The Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages.
With recent internet.